He's unstoppable. Unbeatable. Unbelievable. He's Bruce Lee, the master of karate, kung fu, the oriental superstar who exploded across the screens of America in the phenomenally successful Fists of Fury.
That's a 1972 American promo for a Bruce Lee film. The so-called Oriental Superstar was born in 1940 as Lee Yun Fat at the Chinese hospital in San Francisco, California. But it was only after he left the US to make hugely successful movies in Hong Kong that he, quote, exploded across the screens of America. And although he died at the age of just 32, Bruce Lee, of course, was a screen icon and a hero all over the globe, including, as it turns out, in Australian Aboriginal communities. And Aboriginal Australians' love of Bruce Lee is being celebrated in a new release of Fists of Fury, in which the entire film is dubbed into the language of the Noongar lands in southwest Western Australia. Fist of Fury, Noongar Da, is the creation of Noongar wife and husband team, actor and director Kylie Bracknell and musicologist Clint Bracknell, with the help of Melbourne-based artist Felix Ching Ching Ho. They translated the original Cantonese voices into Noongar. Fist of Fury, Noongar Da premieres as part of the 2021 Perth Festival, and I'm delighted to say that Kylie Bracknell is here to tell us all about it. Welcome and congratulations, Kylie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, where did this wonderful, but maybe not instantly intuitive project, where did the idea for it come about?
Well, it was inspired by the Navajo Star Wars dub, actually. A colleague of mine, Tom Vincent, brought it to my attention while we were getting the Shakespeare project up titled Hecate, which was at Perth Festival last year, a production performed all in Noongar language with no surtitles. Right. And so my colleague said, hey, the Navajo did this with Star Wars. Do you think that would be a great idea to do here, but not Star Wars? Because it just wouldn't reach that many of our community. So I had to think about it, and then I came back to him and said, look, it needs to be art house. It needs to be something that values physical expression, because a big component of our Noongar language is physical, like body language, sign language. And then I thought, well, what about the generation that missed out on language as well? Can we incorporate the both? This is me having a quiet conversation with myself or my colleague standing in front of me. And then I arrived at Bruce Lee.
Fantastic. And so were you familiar with Fist of Fury already? And is it a film that's already popular in the community?
Yes. To the second part of that question, it was already familiar with and one of the most favourable films for Noongar community. I didn't realise that, though, until we announced we were going to do this project. And, yes, I had seen the film before, but I needed a refresher. So when we were discussing Bruce Lee's catalogue, I watched it again and said, yes, this is the one that is far more relatable for us as a community. And then we announced it to our Noongar advisory circle, and it just blew up. And we spent almost all of the meeting talking about just this project.
Fantastic.
So there was a lot of excitement around it. So I knew from that point that it would be well received, and that the main driving force of this being a language reclamation act inside a world first dub, which has never been done before with an Australian language dubbing a feature film from anywhere in the world, I knew that it would be embraced, I suppose. Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, obviously, you've dealt already with the challenges of translating works from different places and times into Noongar language with the Shakespeare project, but I imagine that doing a Bruce Lee film brings with it its own specific challenges. I mean, how do you go about translating a story that's set in early 20th century Shanghai about a young man who seeks vengeance for the death of his martial arts teacher into Noongar?
Well, the first challenge was getting beyond the English dub.
Yeah.
It veered away from the Cantonese or the Chinese script quite a bit, and I guess that happens when films go into Hollywood. I always knew that in order to do this respectfully and with dignity is to translate directly from the Chinese. And so you can't do that without collaborating or working with a Chinese speaker and someone who knows Cantonese and can also speak Mandarin. So Ching Ching Ho is somebody that Clint and I had worked with before. She was playing the role of assistant director but also translator for a very well-known Chinese opera director from China. And so we worked with her with Black Swan about 4 years ago. So we knew that she would be the ideal person to jump on this project with us and guide us through all of the stages of translating, whether it be getting the most appropriate meaning across, because don't forget, we're dealing with probably, arguably, the most sophisticated language in the entire world into one of the most critically endangered languages in the world. So that's a massive hurdle right there.
Absolutely.
We also spoke about the specific titles that are given in Chinese. So you would say, you know, your fifth elder brother, or the way that they describe the rankings of older siblings or younger siblings.
So the way that social relations are embedded in the language.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so for us, it's a little different. We do have words for older brother and younger brother, but also things like I'm late. We don't have a word for late. For us, time is of no...
I love it already.
Big deal, maybe. So we translated that first line that you hear Bruce Lee say as I'm a little slow, I'm too steady. But because of his physical language on screen and the emotion in which he says it, that is the thing that implies he is late.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and, you know, the weight that Clint and I constantly feel working in the language we love so much that is spoken by less than 2% of our community is such a heavy burden to carry. So having Roma Yibyang Winma with us on this journey as the Nyungar consultant and as somebody that has kept Nyungar language spoken enough for us to be able to do these big, unique ideas is just massive for us, and we can't do it without the people.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned earlier the physicality of the language, and that obviously Bruce Lee's films are incredibly physically intense and notoriously, and it sort of became a point of comedy in some of the English translations of the Bruce Lee films. But, you know, the really intense fight scenes are very challenging to dub over. How did you sort of face that challenge, and were there sort of similarities in terms of that physicality aspect?
There were similarities. I didn't feel like I had to face any major hurdles with that. Being a male-dominant cast as well, as the guys have either done martial arts training or they've watched martial arts films and have been fans of them. So in actual fact, like, I had to rein them back a bit. They were giving so much in the performance, Julian. And mainly the things that I was looking out for were performance intensity, just trying to match that with what was on screen, and also the sounds, some of the sounds to differentiate between whether it was a Chinese sound or more of a Japanese sound. So trying to get the authenticity in that was a little nerve-wracking at times.
And as you mentioned, one of the purposes is the preservation and revival of the Nyungar language. You mentioned it's only spoken by, 2% of the community, I think you said?
About that.
Yeah, yeah. So in broader terms, what is the state of that project to preserve and revitalize the use of the language?
This will be recorded in time, for all time. So I want my community to hear their language. But there is a script behind this. So similar to the Shakespeare Project and now with Fist of Fury Nyungar Da, we have a script and we have a recorded audio track, which will be available to future generations. And also there's a social impact factor. So having a cast of Nyungar performers or language speakers involved in this, it's about giving them an opportunity to speak and vocalize their language so that the rest of our community see that if they can have a go and if they can do that, I can have a go and I can do something like that too. How do I start? Where do I start? So this project is not just about saying, hey, we have our language and we've done this and you can do it. It's also about saying congratulations to all you language speakers that have kept our language afloat. Congratulations to all the teachers that have fought in the education system to keep this as a component of language other than English. Congratulations to all of the Noongar families that have continued to teach it to children, because we need the entire community to come together to celebrate this so that our language can come up from out of that critical endangered place into somewhere where it can be treated a little more seriously, a little more fairly, and also where it can be spoken by other people other than Noongar, where they feel comfortable doing that as well. So there's lots of work to be done, and this is just one step in that direction, I hope.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like whether it features Bruce Lee or not, there's definitely going to be a sequel then to the project. And it is a fantastic project. Audio in Noongar and obviously the pictures from Bruce Lee, Fist of Fury. The premiere screening of Fist of Fury Noongar Da is on the 20th of February. But I believe that one sold out already. But there will be further screenings. I believe that's right. Isn't it, Kylie? In Rockingham and at Balga in late February and March. So well and truly worth keeping an eye out for, and I'm sure it'll spread far and wide after that as well. Kylie, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
It is my pleasure. Thank you, Julian. And those screenings are accurate. Balga and Rockingham. North
Fantastic.
And south of the river, to be fair.
Awesome. Yeah, good, good. That's Kylie Bracknell, part of the creative team behind Fist of Fury, Noongar Da.